Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Jesus is King of Glory. Sing with me. Jesus is King of Glory. Jesus is King of Glory. Jesus is King of Glory.
That's the song. That's all of the song.
Jesus is King of Glory. Jesus is King of Glory.
Join me, help me sing.
Jesus is King of Glory. Jesus is King of Glory.
Paro ya mi le pero
o la bada ni matale
papa mi le paro ya mi le pero
o la bada ni matale
papa mi le paro ya to pi mi le pero
Oh,
hello, 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 hello. You are here this morning, you have suicidal tendency. The devil has been lying to you. Please come. The devil has been lying to you. You are thinking of suicide. The devil has been giving you that gospel lately. You are thinking of killing yourself. Please come. Please come. The devil has been lying to you. Either you are contemplating it or you are thinking about it. You are thinking of killing yourself. You are tired of life. You are tired. You are tired. And the devil has been telling you there's no other way than just to take your life, kill yourself, and leave this world. I am talking to you specifically. I want you to step out. Step out in the name of Jesus. He is a God that does not forget. He forgets no one. Aha. You know you have that tendency. If something is not done, you will kill yourself. in just a short while. If something is not done, you will shut down. Amen. I don't know what is informing that kind of thing, but I must tell you it's a lie, it's a lie. Whatever you were told is a lie. Whatever that devil was telling you is a lie. Paul said at some point, he also despaired of life. Some Bible versions said they contemplated suicide. He said, but God rescued them. They now got to know that they should not depend on themselves, but on God who is able to raise the dead. Your condition has not even gotten to that point. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of hopelessness over you. The power of hopelessness is broken. It is broken. I screen you from that voice. I shield you from that voice. In the name of Jesus. And whatever it is right now, it is taken care of. In the name of Jesus. You will not die. You will not kill yourself. You are not Judas. There's hope for you. There's hope for you. He's the Lord God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for him to do? In the name of Jesus, the book of remembrance is open upon you today. The devil has lost that battle. He has lost it. In the name of Jesus, the enemy lost over you. Years back, he lost it. Whatever is wrong, it is taken care of right now. In the name of Jesus. You will not kill yourself. You will not die. You won't die. You will not. God has loved you with an everlasting love. He has drawn you with his loving kindness. He's your keeper. He's your keeper. You will not give in to that voice. You are not Judas. It's not in the record of the annals or the annals of the people of God that we don't commit suicide in this family. It's not for us. Thank you, Father. You can return. The choristers can go. This morning, what God is laying on my heart to tell you is that the devil himself is confused about you. The devil is confused about you. He's not sure what is going to come out of your life. The devil does not know everything. I started my message. The devil is not omniscient. He doesn't know everything. Hallelujah. I feel that this morning I see something like a bulldozer, you know, pushing certain things. There are walls that will come down this morning. As a matter of fact, they are coming down. Any wall the devil has built against your life is coming down. Listen to me, the devil is confused about you. He does not know you. I don't know, if you are here and you are not born again, I'm not talking about you. You are the devil's candidate. He knows you from head to toe. Hallelujah. But if you are here and you are a child of God, say the devil has no, he has no idea who you are. Let's go back to Genesis. Let's go back to where everything started. Genesis chapter 3. Hallelujah. want to appreciate Pastor. He's not around. He's in the UK right now. And as of yesterday afternoon, he landed. And I know he's most likely preaching this morning where he is. Please, let's remember him in prayers as we go. I want to appreciate Pastor Belu and Mom Belu. Our outing to Akumba was a very wonderful one. We thank the Lord. And it was nice that though we didn't have the numbers, but we had God. Amen. I want to appreciate Pastor Belu for being the father that he is. And my friend Pastor Ogi. I want to thank our wives too. God bless you all. In Jesus' name. In this short time that is left, Genesis chapter 3, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Verse 2, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Verse 4, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Verse 5. For God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and what and evil. Listen, the devil did not even know what was going to come out of the eating of that fruit. But what I know he knew was that he fell from grace. Alright? So the devil knows for sure that when a man goes into rebellion and goes against God, something happens to him. He dies. And of course, you know that death is not the death that you and I think. What spirit is called death is not what you call death. Hallelujah. That's why we need to upgrade our lives. I feel that sometimes spirits look at us and they laugh. Because when spirits are conversing and they are talking about death, they are not talking about what you know as what? As death. The devil told them that you will die, but you will not what? Surely die. All I know that the devil knew was that when a man goes against God, a man rebels against God, something happens to him. He dies. Of course, he has experienced that. He became God to himself. He wanted freedom. Alright? He wanted to be able to choose between what was good. He wanted a life which he got at a price, at a cost. Hallelujah. But do you know that the nature that what happened after their eyes was opened, do you know that before that time nothing like that ever existed in creation? Let me put myself again. The Bible says when they ate the fruit, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and she saw that and all that, she ate of the fruit, and she gave her husband, verse 7. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. There were certain things the devil did not know. He knew fine they were going to fall. They were going to die. They were going to die. He knew that. But you know that he didn't even knew that man would have an opportunity for repentance. If he knew, he would have used another method. He fell. He had no opportunities to come back. So his plan was that I was going to wreck these people. When I wreck them, I guess he felt threatened and he felt they were taking his place. But he felt if I can succeed at wrecking them, then that will be the end of that program. But he did not know that the constitution of man was not the same as Eve's. What gave birth to man was not the same thing that gave birth to him. He did not know that man could come back. You don't understand. He does not know everything. If he knew that man would have the opportunity, he would have done something else. But his agenda was, let me push them against God. Let me make them kick against the prick. Once they can do that, then we will be in the same state. But he did not know that God had a plan at the end of everything. Hallelujah. No wonder when Christ was also going to come, the wisdom was also hidden from him. The Bible says that if the princes of this world had known, they would not have what? See, the nature, this nature that came, the devil did not know that something like this. You know, certain things happen and they had never existed in creation. God did not create fallen man. Hope you know. The only person that had a possibility of knowing that this particular state existed was God. And that was all. Even the devil had no idea that a state like this could exist. He was a spirit. He was a spirit. Even though we know that man also was a class of spirit. But in terms of composition, in terms of creation, he was not the same as man. So he had never seen any man fall before. He saw spirits that fell with him. They knew that. But the devil had not seen any man fall before. He had not seen a man die before, because this was the first man. Are we together? So what, for example, I asked in Akumba yesterday, I said, are there people sitting there that had never seen a lame man stand up from the wheelchair? Surprisingly, there were people that raised their hands. I said, wow. I said, you need to see. How many of you were fortunate, have the opportunity to see a lame man stand from wheelchair? I was asking. It means that there are certain things that have never existed. And because they have never existed, you can't, in fact, God even, Paul wrote to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that it has not, eyes has not seen. There are certain things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not come into where the heart of any man. There are certain things that are hidden from knowledge. They are hidden from men, from angels and men alike. For example, the resurrected Lord, that thing, that state had not existed before. You didn't get that. When Christ resurrected, it was a fusion of God and man inside one stature. Such had never what? We saw God come down in different ways before, appeared to Abraham and others and came in the form of man. How we did that, I don't know. Maybe tomorrow you can ask me. But at this moment, I don't know. But there was a nature that was generated in God's own laboratory. And then when the Christ came and he stood, you know what? It had never existed before. The devil was caught aback. Listen, he didn't know. He was, I don't know how many demons, how many devils gathered at that tomb that day. The devil knows that trouble is about to happen, but he did not know what kind of trouble was going to befall him. Are we together? He knew something was going to happen. He knew this man had been talking about, if he really, really knew, why was it? Do you know, until God said that you bruise the feet of the woman and the seed of the woman will bruise your head. Do you know he did not know that there was something that was going to come? He understood by that simple statement. That was when he began to search for who the seed could be. And it started from Adam to Abel to all of them, to went as far with them to captivity. You know, they were about to wipe out the Jews in Shushan. He kept looking, he kept searching. He did not know everything. See, the Bible is littered with the miscalculations of Satan. Check it from Genesis to Revelation. His miscalculations are littered everywhere, everywhere, because God is always 1 million steps ahead. I am saying that concerning your life, God is 1 million steps ahead. That's what I came to tell you this morning. God is always ahead. As long as you are a child of God, see, you know, if you go into the Old Testament, you don't find too many places where they mention Satan, 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 Satan. If you are not careful, it looks as if the Satan was actually unoperational in the Old Testament. We can count the number of times. Check your Bible and see. Even in Genesis chapter 3 that we read, you didn't call him Satan. What did they call him? The serpent. If you see, Satan provoked David to number Israel. Where again did they mention? You can see that they did, okay, where he was accusing Joshua and all of that and all that. You see that he was not really, it was as if it was in the New Testament, his operation just began to show. But you know what? He was the one behind everything. Amalek fighting Israel, he was the one behind it. All the physical lands they were fighting to get, the lands that God was giving to Israel, the Satan was the one behind all those things. Why do you think God would look at a nation and say, I will fight them from generation to generation? They yielded themselves to the enemy of God. They weren't just ordinary. If it was ordinary, we want show little and but we fought. And somebody came and said, I will wipe you out from generation to what? To generation. All those nations were symbolisms of princes and rulers. The Philistines are one. Till today, well, Palestine is not directly Philistine, but they have a link. They are still there till today. When God told them he was going to deal with Amalek, we saw many, many years after that in the captivity, you know, Haman the Agagite was also an Amalekite. You can see that the devil, we have said it in this house, that the guy is lawless. He will not rest until he gets to his target. In fact, they followed Jesus to where? The grave. I'm sure they even followed him to hell. That this one, if you go and read the prophecy of Jonah, you know, you don't have an idea of what happened in hell, but go and check Jonah's experience in the belly of the fish. And you read Jonah's prayer in the belly of the fish. You will have an idea what our Lord went through. Oh. You only know that it was a sign. But go and read the prayer of Jonah. You will understand that he went through so much. They followed him even down to hell. So the devil is ready to follow anybody to any point. But the truth is this, we will always win. Because he will always miscalculate. That's the idea. He will always miscalculate. So he had plans with Israel in Exodus chapter 17 or so. And then came to Shushan. And still intended to still wipe them out. God still took it over. Hallelujah. The devil will miscalculate. And that's why I said, see, don't kill yourself. As a child of God, if anybody says they know your tomorrow is a lie, let them go to any sorcery or any ball and say they went to go and check it. What they are seeing is mirage. It's not true. And that's why nobody has the right to tell you what your destiny is. So don't mind all those people who go about telling you that will go and destiny and all that. Your glory is more than that. If you are still in that category where somebody can still look into your future and see your glory, then I pity you. Nobody can see. The Bible says eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Alright? So you should sit down, rest assured. You have a future. And that future is in God. See, we are a bunch of young people here. Even for our fathers and mothers who are sitting here, there's nothing. There's nowhere they want to go and search you. They can't find you. Are we together? They can't find you. The devil lost it a long time ago. I want you to encourage yourself and sit up and say, he does not know everything about you. The only thing he knows is that you have run into the rock of ages. The Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous will run into it and they will find safety. They will find rest. They will find peace. That is where we stand. See, sometimes you sit there and say, Shema make Kesha. I don't know how many of you have thought like, just look at it. Will I ever make it in this life, in this Nigeria? Will I ever make it? Listen, those things become story tomorrow. Because where we talk from, we are not talking from. That's why we are not tired. We'll keep saying it. We'll keep confessing it. Alright? Don't get tired. Don't get tired. Don't throw in the towel. If it's not working today, keep going. We are not a generation of those people who look back. We don't look back. We have made up our mind. We have given our life over to him. We won't go and borrow it again. Don't look back. Keep moving. If you confess the word of God today, it doesn't work. Confess it tomorrow. Every day when I wake up with optimism that something good is going to happen today. If I go to bed that day and the miracle did not come, when I wake up tomorrow again, what do? I keep believing. That is what you have been called to. Hallelujah. You know, my sister there this morning was asking about, you know, whether answered prayer or not answered prayer. What we know is that the promises of God in Christ Jesus, they are yea and they are what? And they are amen. And like pastor will say, he said the only prayer that God will not answer is the one he has not heard. And but John said that we have this confidence. We have this confidence. We have this confidence that if we ask anything that pleases him, The only reason God won't hear you is maybe you are not asking what pleases Him. Hallelujah. Listen to me. You are worth more than the world. Jesus said that if we take the whole world and put it on a balance, and then we put your soul on a balance, Jesus said your soul will still weigh much more than all the monies that all the rich men in the world have gathered, than all the cars that they have used in this world. Your soul does what? It weighs more. And he says, if God now cares for sparrows, I don't know why Jesus had to come that low. Jesus did not say, if God cares for angels. He said, if God cares for what? For sparrows. If sparrow can be flying, you can take a catapult and kill a sparrow and it will fall down. He said, but not one of those guys will drop dead without God knowing about it. Is that not wonderful? The Bible says he can count all the sand in the earth. God can tell you the number of grains of sand we have on the earth at this minute. What kind of a God is that? He can count it. See, who has weighed the rocks of the earth in a pan? The sand, you know, of the seashore in a bucket. He has it. He can tell you. God can tell you the number as we speak right now. He can tell you the number of hair that you have on this your head. So why do you allow things that are here to determine how you live or how you go? Listen to me. We may not have money today, we will have it tomorrow. Are you hearing me? Don't kill yourself. Don't run up and down. We are young people. Don't go, you are talking like that because you have not listened to me. I am going through things also. Hallelujah. Father Ogi was saying it here one day. He said, I don't like you torturing me with my needs. He said, I know I need a car. He said, but please don't torture me with it. Hallelujah. You know, there's a way you can need something and people will be torturing you with it. But you need this thing. You need, I know, but it will come. Hallelujah. Yours is to know your worth in the sight of God. So that you do not trade your life for a piece of bread. God prefers men who can stand up for Him. Those young men who entered into the fire, you think it was easy to enter the fire? You think it was easy? You think those guys also did not have a future? Oh, you are the one that wants a future. You think those young men don't want a future? You think they don't want to have wives and have houses and have children also? Until our minds come to that point where we can understand that, see, this one life I have come. I have come with God. If it is wealth you will give me and will take me away from God, you can what? You can keep it. I prefer to be a poor man. As a matter of fact, when the psalmist said, I prefer to be a gatekeeper in the house of God, you know we have interpreted that in carnally. You know who a gatekeeper is in God's house? The time they put it, say you are a gate man. They say in heaven, they say you'll be a gate man. Have you heard such gospels before? They say, no, me, I don't want to be a gate man. You know what it means to be a gatekeeper in God's kingdom? You don't understand that without you, certain truths will not come out. They will not go. People won't get it. So the psalmist was saying that I prefer to be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the righteous. He knows what he was saying. He wasn't talking about your Aboki gate man. To be a gatekeeper is not easy. It's not an easy stuff. So let us stand our ground, and as young people have just come to challenge us this morning, and let us know that the devil has miscalculated. In fact, Tosi Jekin born again, what is miscalculate? It was a big miscalculation that I got to know God before He got me. And I think I said something that came by yesterday. I said there are people that the devil has no business with their fall. Whether they fall or rise, you know, the world is not moved. I said, but there are certain people the devil knows that this one, I only need to, like that man told David, he said, let me just strike Saul. How many times? Only once. If I can strike him once, he will be dead. The devil knows that there are some of us, if he can strike us only once. You know there are believers in your workplace, if they fumble, nobody cares. Because they have not taken a stand for the Lord. Nobody cares. Their fall does not mean anything to who? To anybody. Even demons are not moved. They know that Stajo will be by telling. Alright? But there are people that the devil knows that if I can just get this once and strike them once, that their fall is going to make a noise. It's going to cause something to ring. and see if you have chosen to stay in the camp of God, and I tell you, you belong in that category. And the devil will do anything possible to run after us. But you know what? Our God is always steps ahead. So when you now hear that whosoever is in Christ is a what? Is a new creature. All things are what? Passed away. Who is in Christ is a new creature. Means never existed before. That nature had never been. So for the devil to try to understand that nature is a problem. Is he trying to study it? How do you know when the Bible says that even angels are trying to look into that salvation? It's not only, even demons are trying to look into it. Because they do not understand it. That if these men fail their way, miss their way, they can still come back. But for us, we can't come back. And they are trying to look at it. What did they use for this kind of salvation? Because that was the missing piece that the devil did not know. See, God is miles ahead of the devil over your life. Nobody can determine what you become. You are a child of God. You are a child of God. Stand bold. Learn to confront things from that realm. Understand redemption and confront things from the standpoint of redemption. That you have been redeemed. You are not the same old person that used to be. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, some of us even have to stand for our families. Who are you in that your family? You need to stand for your family. Nothing happens in that family without going through you. If you get them, then you must come well. This needs an understanding. If you are going to get them, then you must come through me. There are certain trends that have been coming in your family. When it gets to you, it's not only going to stop on you. You are going to stand and stop it from flowing to children unborn. Are you getting me? That is where we stand. We have come here to exact the kingdom of God. And you know, in exacting the kingdom of God is not only in me preaching alone like I'm doing now. Even in standing and saying, Satan, this is how far you can go, and you cannot go beyond this. What am I doing? I am imposing what? I am imposing the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please don't give it up. I don't know, I'm sure I'm talking to somebody, and I'm talking to one person or two persons here. Don't give it up. Don't give it up. Don't look at your mates who have gone ahead. That was not the way God planned that you would move. And even if your mistake was what cost you, I am happy to tell you that all things will work together for good. That means that all the stupid things you did and all the right things you did, God has a will. You know, God does not live in time. Does he? It is we that are thinking of tomorrow. As God is sitting like this, 4,000 years ago and today, they are happening right before his eyes. He can move from one dimension into another. Can you imagine what it means today? You find yourself, you just suddenly open your eyes and find yourself in the days of Abraham. Eh? I wish God can give you that kind of prophetic experience. You just find, but if you get locked up inside there, you are not coming back here. I'm trying to tell you that is who our God is. I don't know, they may not give you that grace, but that is God. It is you that thought that certain things happened yesterday. As far as God is concerned, what you think happened yesterday is happening right before God. I don't know how to explain that kind of world and that kind of dimension. Hallelujah. I don't know how to explain it. So God can take the things you did, the things you are doing, the things God can put it together and make something good out of your life. And that thing sure is going to serve his purpose. That is a good thing about God. So I don't look at those who have gone ahead. Yeah, of course, there are people who have graduated together. Some of them have even built houses. But listen to me. I've even learned to know that the source of wealth of people, sometimes you need to be very, very careful. The things they did to make their money, you can't do it. So don't kill yourself thinking about them. Young people do things these days. I can't turn 10 to 100. I don't know how to do it. I and Pastor were still discussing yesterday. I can't collect money from students and pass them. If it is to collect money from students, I would have parked a car outside there. And I will come here and give testimony and we will all feel good. And you go and touch my car and say, God, I make this a point of contact. You are making iniquity a point of contact. Because I told Pastor yesterday, I said, how can I sit in that kind of a car and drive it? I have passed that level. I have passed it. At best, I will just behave like a part of Judas's matter. I will take the money. I will go and return. Because I won't even touch it. Because Bible says that those that name the name of the Lord should depart from those things. If your heart has not been so consecrated that there are things you can't touch, then watch it. So that your prosperity will not become the prosperity of the wicked. It's very easy for our prosperity to become the prosperity of the wicked. Don't cut corners in your life. Make up your mind and say, God, in my life I will not cut corners. In my life I will not live in a house where I built with money from unrighteous proceeds. In my life I will not ride a car that when they x-ray the car, inside that car they will find wealth from where? From unrighteous purposes. I will not raise my children with money from unrighteous dealings. Are you getting that? God is looking for such people. Are you going to be there? If you allow the devil to push you, see, he already has his own future. You don't know your own future, but the devil knows. Paul said, we do not know what we shall be like, but we know that when we shall see him, we shall look like. But you know, the devil knows his future. He can read the Bible too. I'm sure he has a copy of the Bible. So he knows his future. He knows where it's going to end. So if you allow somebody who already knows his future to push you out of your inheritance, just because you want to survive in this world. As a matter of fact, our aim in this world is not to come and survive. What we are here to do is bigger than survivor. I would rather die than try to survive. I'd rather go to be with the Lord than try to what? Because when you try to survive, you do anything to try and survive. God put me here to thrive, not to survive. I'm not here to survive. People who are here to survive can do anything for money. They can do anything to get influence. People can trade their souls because they want to be popular. But for me, I am not here to survive. I am here to thrive. And in the name of Jesus, I am going to thrive. I know thriving does not mean that everything will be rosy. But it means that even in the wilderness, you will still grow. Even in the deserts where there is no water, you still survive. The Bible says Isaac sowed in that land. And he reaped what? 100-fold. That is the kind of life that we live. In this Akure, as long as God keeps me here, I am going to thrive. You are not saying amen. You want to run to Lagos. But God knows how to package you. And I pray you will not go to places where the devil will get you. Because when you leave the location that God has put you, you have exposed yourself. I am not saying Akure is it. If God tells me tomorrow that I should move to Lagos, I will go and meet Pastor Sheye and beg him. And say, God has asked me to go to Lagos. He said, release me. I better release. But for now, I am still where? I am still here. And that is more important to me than any wealth I can go and gather in Lagos. Do you understand? It's more important to me than anything I can get in Abuja or get anywhere. As far as I'm here, I am in my duty post. It's a pity. When we go to work, they pay us there. And we are willing to do anything. We are willing to enter that place. If they say work is 8 a.m., we are willing to enter there. When your boss says, shut up, you are stupid, you are an idiot, you say, yes, sir. But when the pastor looks at you and say, oh, boy, you say, pastor, and then sorosimi. Because they don't pay you here. But this place is realer than your, sorry, is there any word like realer, than your place of work. Because this is Zion. They may not be paying you physical money, but where? This is Zion. So if you cannot look at your boss out there, because he pays you your monthly whatever, and you cannot look at him and disrespect him, you shouldn't disrespect anybody here. Because this is where life streams from. If they cut you off from here, that salary will kill you. The reason why that salary is useful for you is because you are in God's presence. Many people, the new job they got was what killed them. Some regret. They say, oh, if I knew, I would not have taken this job. I pray that will not be your portion. In the name of Jesus. For the fact that you are saved and you are born again, the devil has miscalculated. And your destiny is no longer in his hands. Let them go to any Ifa priest. They can't see you anymore. In fact, I don't know if they can see you, but they can't find me anymore. Because what you are seeing is a mirage. You are seeing, if you see anything, it was a person that had not died. But this one, you can't see it. Now nobody can tell you that you can't have a child in your life. I remember that pastor, your testimony, where that woman stood there, that woman cannot, she can't have a child. You remember pastor, your testimony? He shared it on this pulpit. He said, that woman cannot have a child. Except when he went to Migo and said, God, this is Ayo talking to you. I cannot come here and not have a child. What the woman probably saw was past story. You know, certain things they will say about you is past story. I will give you a prophetic word and you just look way oceanary last 5 years ago. What is late? God has moved to something else. And as far as the devil thinks he can go, God can go much more. The Bible says where sin abounds. Can we rise? Please, you need this. Don't say it was not rev. Don't say it was not rev. If God is trying to save your life by sending you a word of encouragement, then it should be your problem if you are looking for deeper things at this minute. This is what God has put on my heart to speak. That the devil does not know you. He is afraid of you as a matter of fact. He does not know what can come out of that life. He does not know what evangelist can come out of that life and begin to cause trouble. He doesn't know what kind of child can come out of that womb. He doesn't know. So he's afraid. He's afraid. Don't be afraid of him. I want you to lift your voice to heaven and just talk to God. I don't know what you will tell him. But talk to him. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, I ask this morning that you will strengthen purposes. You will give us a resolve in our hearts to stay with you, come what may. For some of us, our destinies and callings are costing us our pleasures right now. We can't do what we like. We can't go where we like. We can't do the things that others are doing. We can't even make moves that others are making. Just because there's a calling of God upon our lives. I don't know if you fall into that situation too. Certain things in your life seem like they are not working. There's a call of God upon your life. You can't run your life the way you want. You can't run it the way you want. That's why you are praying and it looks as if God is not hearing. No, God is hearing. But there's something they are keeping you. In the name of Jesus, you will not go your way. You will not tread paths you shouldn't tread. You will not walk in another man's path. In the name of Jesus. We come against every frustration of Satan. We come against every lies of the devil. Everything that has kept you under. In the name of Jesus. We declare freedom in the house. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Give us eyesight. Help us to see. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We break the power of the evil one over anybody here. In the name of Jesus. We break every oppression. We break every evil. In the name of Jesus. We speak life to you. In the name of Jesus. For as many as have lost their way, they have lost their road, they have lost their way. The devil has succeeded in boxing them into a corner. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. We give you praise. Now we thank God for this morning.
Enjoy this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.